Would you ever say down yonder or over yonder in Bogachetta?
I heard it expression used.
Okay, when would you use over yonder? Would you say over yonder at my son's house? Sometimes we use these expressions and we don't really think about when we're using them.
Up yonder, over yonder.
Up far.
Would it be farther away, though? Would it be more like to Summit or to Bogachetta that you would use up yonder or over yonder? Mm-hmm. You'd be more likely to say it far away than something close to you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it would.
Yonder seems to have a sense of being farther away to you. That's what exactly what I'm driving at.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful word, I think.
Yeah.
Now you're going to think about it every time you use it, I bet, from now on. What do you call a male sheep?
Male sheep.
Mm-hmm.
One that's never been castrated.
Yeah, now does he have a name, something you call him?
Yeah.
Oh, are you not going to tell me?
If he'd been me, pinned me up on it, I would have. They call them ram.
Okay. And a female sheep is called a... If you don't mind, I love their cream soda. Fantastic. Okay, back to the female sheep.
Yo.
Okay. Fine. Okay, I'll ask you some things about hogs now. A castrated male hog is called a...
Bar.
All right. I'm so not sure I'm getting you. Let me move this a little closer to you. I'm not real sure that I'm getting your voice every time.
It used to be.
And it'll drive me crazy if I get back and start listening to this and miss some words.
I used to be in the hog business.
Oh, really?
Quite a bit.
Really? Well, then I can ask you all of these questions.
I'm not saying it just boastingly, but none of these packing houses I've ever eaten a sausage yet can make them like we did.
Really? When you say you were in the hog business, does that mean that you raised them to sell, or you processed them, or what did you do?
Raise them to sell.
How many did you have?
Oh, I'd keep a pretty good bunch. Some of the people, they didn't get a pig or from me. They didn't think it was worth anything. We were dairy, had a separator. And we'd separate part of that milk and give them pigs that separated milk with some feed. And time later, 6 weeks, 2 months old, they looked like they're 3 or 4 months old.
Mm.
And people would buy them like hot cake.
What kind did you raise?
Little bone Duroc.
Are they especially good for something? Are they leaner or something?
They are a little bone and they're easy to fatten.
Oh, they are?
See that old dairy barn there?
Oh, yes. I couldn't see it at first.
That old dairy barn was classed one time as a grade A barn.
Is that right?
That's right.
What did you do in it? Now, is that where you milked them, or?
That's where we milked. Had my separator house, little house out the side of
it. Well, you wouldn't have kept horses in that same barn. That dairy barn was just for the cows when they were to be milked, right?